Somebody once said that we're never very far away from a drought. And all of us who've lived around here remember drought periods. So maybe the rain we got today is a blessing that we haven't yet counted. For instance, maybe there's a fisherman here or two who will catch a big fish out of that rain that we got today. But there are bad things, too, about the rain. On the way in this morning, I noticed there was a car stuck in the ditch on Highway 65, headed in the wrong direction, so I can only imagine what gyrations he went through. And that brings up a point. These prayer concerns that we have in this bulletin are, of course, things for you to be keeping in your mind and prayers over the course of the next week. But there are others that are known to but you or me. And we should keep these friends, these folks in our prayers. Let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you for the fact that you do indeed reign, that you do provide an order to the universe, that you are the author and creator of all that is good. We ask that you would keep us in mind of that as we live our lives so that we may be truly grateful for all that you give us and the things that you bring to us, including best and foremost friends. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Homer. With everything happening in front of the service that happened, I did forget to mention an important thing. Would you please take a moment now while I'm preaching to... Just being honest after all, right? No, seriously, to fill out our connection card. If you're a regular attender, please go ahead and fill out. Make sure you put your name and the date here so we know that you've attended today. If you're visiting with us, we put out a special welcome to you, and we thank you so much for your presence as we worship together today. But if you would take time to fill this out and put your name, address, telephone number, and any other information you'd like to share, and that way we can greet you properly. Say thank you so much for worshiping with us this day. Well, today I want to focus on something that all of us deal with at some point in our life. Many of us deal with it every day to a certain extent. Some of us have it in our lives because of shaky finances, for instance. Can we pay the bills? Can I feed my kids? Can I pay my medical expenses? Others have this because of abuse they've suffered or are suffering in their life. Is mom going to be mad when she comes home? Is my husband going to be drunk when he comes home? I don't want to be hurt again. Other people have it because of an oppressive boss or an oppressive teacher or abusive workmate that is always slapping you down. And still others are like those whom the Confirmands experienced yesterday and learned about as we went to three different ministries that the United Methodist Church supports in Kansas City. One is called Restart, another is Spofford Home, and a third is Della Lamb. These people have it, this thing that I'm talking about, because they have lost it all. They have lost it all. Many because of no fault of their own and need our help, our food, our shelter that we can provide, clothing, love, especially love, amen? And what we would consider basic needs like a toothbrush and toothpaste, soap, deodorant, toilet paper. Does anyone know what I'm talking about today? In a word, anyone want to take a guess of what these people are living with and many of us are living with? Fear. Fear. Wikipedia tells us that fear is an emotional response to a threat. It's a basic survival mechanism occurring in response to a specific stimulus in our life, such as pain or the threat of danger. So fear, to a certain extent, is healthy, isn't it? To a certain extent, it keeps us safe.